Welcome to Maseches Saita, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 9, Mishnah 1. This chapter is called Egla Arufa, and it discusses a particular mitzvah that's written in the Torah. We find in Sefer Devarim that if, let's say, we find a dead person, it seems like somebody has been killed, or a person expired, and we find him, you know, nofel basada, the Pasuk says, you know, lying somewhere in the wilderness, and we don't know what happened to the fellow. Did someone kill him? If they killed him, who was it? So halacha is that the elders and the judges have to come out and they have to measure from the spot where they find the dead person to the nearest city. And the nearest city, the elders of that city have to take a calf that was never used, it was never worked, it never carried a yoke, and they take the calf to the valley. There was a valley that was never farmed, that was never cultivated. And they kill the calf over there in that particular valley. And then the Kohanim come and they say, they have to say a bunch of different things. They say, our hands didn't spill the blood. Our eyes didn't see this. Hashem, please atone for the Jewish people, etc., etc. And this is an atonement for whatever happened to this particular fellow. So this chapter talks about many of the laws and the dinim of Egla Arufa. So let's see Mishnah Aleph. Egla Arufa b'shein HaKodesh. The halacha is that Egla Harufa has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, has to be said in Hebrew. So the parts that the elders say, Yodeinu l'shefcho es adam azeh, our hands didn't spill its blood. What the Kohanim say, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael, please atone for the Jewish people. All that had to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. And the Gemara explains, because at the parsha of Egla Harufa, it says, Ve'anu ve'amru. They should respond and they should say, similar to words to what we find by the brachos and the klalos, the blessings and the curses that we saw in Har Grizim and Har Evo in the previous chapter. There it says, V'anu ha-Levim v'amru. Similar terminology that the Inim Levim should respond and say. And there we saw it had to be only in Lashon HaKodesh and Hebrew, so to here as well. Shenemar. As it says in the Pasuk, discussing Egla Arufa, Ki matei chalal ba'adama, if you find a dead person in the ground, V'yatuz keinecha v'shoftecha, and the elders and the judges go out, says the Mishnah, 3 of the judges of the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Supreme Court, would go out to measure which city this dead person is closest to. And the Pasuk says they should go out, v'shavtecha, your judges, and the Gemara learns from there that it has to be miyuchadim shavtecha, which means to say they have to be the prestigious or the choice from amongst your judges. Rabbi Yudai v'chamish, Rabbi Yudai says it wasn't 3, it was 5, because it says, Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Zikeinecha, your elders, plural, which is Shnaim, 2. Veshavtecha, Shnaim, it says your judges, 2 as well, which is plural. Comes out, that's 4. And Beis Din Shakol, and we never have a Jewish court that is even number, so that we can always have at least a majority ruling one way. So therefore, Maisif and Alei Maidechad, we add one more judge. If so, comes out that it's 5, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Wishing you a wonderful day. Stay safe, stay warm, and Amir Tashem, a successful upcoming week.